need to see yourself as a problem solver. You know, that's what we are as practitioners. We're problem solvers. Now, as marketers, we need to be seeing ourselves as problem solvers because that's what we're doing with our marketing. With the going slow and going and being consistent, what are we doing? We're finding an audience who has a problem and helping solve that problem, either in part or in full, depends on what the problem is and who the person is. But we're going to be sharing helpful, cool and helpful information with these people to help solve a problem.
Welcome to the Marketing Your Practice podcast. We're leading a healthcare revolution by showing natural health and fitness experts how to become community influencers so they can build profitable, predictable, and enjoyable practices. Each week, we share simple, easily actionable expert branding and heart-centered marketing strategies so you can flood your practice with high-quality patients, building a healthier and happier community. And now your hosts, Angus Pike and Tony Rose.
Welcome to the Marketing Your Practice podcast. Tony and Angus here, and we are going to fire off a big one here because we've got some tips and tools and a really, really, really important message because it's all around trust. And we're going to go through, what have we got, five plus one. We're going to go through 5+1 tips on how to build trust. How to be that trusted advisor. We all, as health professionals, we've got messages to share, we've got passion to get out there, and we have a special something that is going to help your community get healthier, get more well, thrive. And why shouldn't it be you that delivers that? Why shouldn't it be you that is seen as what Angus and I refer to as the community influencer? Well, listen up, because unless we're doing these things, we're not building trust. And as we often say, trust is the number one game changer of you becoming that go-to person in your community. So we'll go through these 5+1 strategies and let you know how to do that.
Trust is one of the most scarce yet valuable resources. And if we think about the kinds of marketing that might have used to work for us in the past, that don't work now. The reason they're not working now is because of the decline in trust. So right now it is an absolute low point, and probably, you know, in another 12 months it'll even be worse, particularly with regards to the way that trust is able to be conveyed over the internet. It's at an all-time low, and particularly here in Australia.
And I want to make the point that rightfully so.
Absolutely.
You know, rightfully so, we should be less trusting instantly of people, because there's cowboys out there. Everyone's an expert or wants to be one. We need to be a little skeptical.
There was a time that if you just had a website, then that was amazing, and that was a patient attracting vehicle. And then if you got onto social media and you built up your fans, as they were called in the early days, and that was fantastic and generated patients. And then the first people to start using videos, the same kind of things. But these basic structures or mediums like we used to work don't work because we've seen them all beforehand. So many of us have been down this path, particularly health-wise. You know, we've bought the diet, we've bought the shakes, we've been to the person, and it hasn't delivered, it hasn't followed through. And so there's this level of skepticism that's built up, and we need to work at how do we break through that? How do we position ourselves as the authority, as the expert? How do we do this in a heart-centered way that's not pushy? Because we've all had those people get on the phone with us and you know, it's unpleasant. You know, there's that saying that, you know, we hate to be sold, but yet we love to buy. So we want to give our audience buying experiences where we don't have to sell them as well. And that's really what we're going to talk about in this 5+1 different strategies as well. So the first one is all about going slow. What do we mean by that?
Well, this is playing the long game. This is using that dating analogy of we don't walk into the bar and ask the first person to marry us. We want to be building relationships with people, in your community that you would like to have come into your practice. And it doesn't happen overnight. You're going to get a different type of person if you ask for marriage on the first date, i.e. come in for this cheap offer. You know, 27 people get the initial consultation at half price, whatever. You're going to get a certain type of person that is attracted to that and is going to come in. Are they necessarily the right person for long-term care or whatever the vision is for your practice? Well, maybe not. We certainly recommend playing the long game. This is about nurturing relationships with people to then increase that level of trust one step at a time, till then when they want to buy, they will think of you and come and buy, not being that pushed to sell.
The kind of community influencer and communication strategy that Tony and I talk about mirrors the same way that we practice, in that when a patient comes into us, a practice member, our approach in talking to them is saying, listen, health takes time. This is a process, not an event. It's taken a lifetime to get you into the state that you're in now, and it may take weeks, months, years to get you back to where you need to be. Now, the same comes when we talk about your marketing. You know, the quick fix for that person is take a painkiller. You know, the quick fix marketing might be to run one of those strategies that we talked about beforehand, which is the, you know, cheap initial consultation.
It's 5 + 1. Whew,
yeah. But what, you know, we've seen the kind of results. We see the kind of results of somebody who constantly covers up their symptoms with painkillers. If you're constantly covering up your community outreach with these deals all the time, then you're going to get the same kind of result, you know, that person is that's covering their symptoms. So you have to look this, it takes time. And I'll lead into point two, where what we're talking about is the buying cycle. And this is this concept that we often talk about in communication and marketing, which is what the length of time and the number of touch points it takes for somebody to have enough confidence for them to make a buying decision with you. And it takes time. Facebook's recent stats were 43 days is what it takes. You know, I've seen much longer than that. That's what they're saying in particular kind of niche there too. I looked at a case study the other day where somebody had 900 touch points before they bought their car. So that's the kind of research that people are doing.
Even an interview we just did recently, if you haven't seen it, with Alan Dibb. Mm. And he said, you know, it was 2 years between someone first being initially exposed to his brand and then choosing to become a one-on-one client with him.
Yeah.
And he was saying that, you know, if he had given up through that and gone, oh, he's just a tire kicker, then he would not have got that one-on-one client.
Mm.
So for some people, it just can take a long time.
Yeah. So our first point was, be slow. Second is be consistent. You need to show up all the time. You know, if you stay with that dating analogy, that we need to be there. You know, it takes time to work our way through. Mm. You know, one date, two dates, three dates. And if there were months in between the dates, you know, between date number one and date number two, then I was going to say between date number one and date number three. I'm really having some maths issues here today. But if we're consistent, and consistent looks like this. I really think this. I know in the past we've said kind of, you know, once a month, twice a month. But I think, you know what, heck, if you can't share something helpful every week, then get out of town, gang. You're not serious about making a difference to the people in your community. Now, we say it again, this doesn't mean that you're creating Academy Award-winning movies or writing best-selling books. But if you can't just grab your phone and go live and offer some helpful advice, we'll talk about this more in a couple of moments, that moves somebody a little bit closer to their health goal. If you can't do that once every week, you're not really serious about making a difference to the people's lives in your community. And just stop and think about it. If you've got excuses about why that can't happen, they're just that. They're excuses.
Enough.
Yeah, so get on with it.
Get on with it. And that brings into point three, which is you need to see yourself as a problem solver. Yeah. You know, that's what we are as practitioners. We're problem solvers. Now, as marketers, we need to be seeing ourselves as problem solvers, because that's what we're doing with our marketing. With the going slow and going and being consistent, what are we doing? We're finding an audience who has a problem and helping solve that problem, either in part or in full, depends on what the problem is and who the person is. But we're going to be sharing helpful, cool and helpful information with these people to help solve a problem. Get them closer to a solution than they were before they interacted with your brand.
So many of us, me many years ago, had this bad relationship with marketing because I saw it as a form of manipulation. And through some different shifts, in fact, I did a live about this just last week where I kind of shared, you know, that different definition of, you know, helping people get a result, getting them emotionally committed to a future result that's good for them.
Mm.
And equally, another kind of definition of marketing is I'm a problem solver, you know, and us, as natural health practitioners, there's no shortage of problems for us to solve. You know, there are people in our communities that are desperately looking for help, looking for the services that you and I offer, but so many of us are invisible.
Mm.
and we're not building trust with people as we're, you know, as I'm moving through it too.
Yeah, I just think so. The more problems you can solve for the more people over a long period of time, the busier your practice is going to be.
Yeah,
no doubt.
What a,
and trust up in skyrockets.
Yeah. The best medium for you to do all of these so far, the simplest medium, is without a doubt video. You know, we're heading to this stage where, you know, 80% of the traffic volume already that's on the internet is video, and it's only going to increase. The time is here and now. If you're not using video in some format, then you are behind the game. Like today, today is the day to start. It's never been easier. The price of entry has never been cheaper. The ease of use, whether it be with equipment, with microphones, with editing, has again never been more simple as well. So, you know, Tony and I are hardly, I know that we look like we're probably Gen X or Gen Y, but we're not. Like, you know, I'm 44, Tony's 54. I'm actually older than Tony. But, you know, we've had to learn how to do these things, and it's not complicated. You know, some practice. We've got plenty of frameworks. If you look back through our past content of, you know, how, in fact, we just shot one recently. I wonder if it'll come out before or after. It'll be interesting to say there too, where we were talking about ways to produce better videos as well. But if you're not using videos, then simply our fourth way of building trust is videos, because you get to see us, you know, in our rawest, which we'll kind of lead on to.
Which leads into point number five, which is to be authentic,
yeah.
You know, and be authentic and transparent. You know, there's no smoke and mirrors here. It's Angus and I sharing passionately with what we know to help you become a community influencer and become that trusted advisor that your community is actually dying for you to do. They are dying for you to step up. And I know that, you know, we do a video very differently to how you would, and the person down the road would do it very differently. We all have our own style. So make sure that you deliver your content, this cool and helpful content that's going to solve people's problems, in a way that's authentically you. And if that's suit and tie and a white lab coat, then do that. If it's barefoot and seeing
Hawaiian
people,
shirts,
Hawaiian, whatever, like, just, and as long as you're still delivering the goods, getting people that result in advance and delivering great content in a beautifully presented way, just be yourself. I'm not trying to be Angus. Angus doesn't try to be me. We're our unique, we have our unique way of delivering content for you. And some of you are not going to like one of us or both of us. Some of you are going to love one of us or both of us. And that's okay. We're okay about that. I know that there are three people in the world that don't like me. And so, funny that there's more than three people that just went, yeah, that's me. But that's not my issue. That's your issue if you don't like me. So I deliver in a way that I feel comfortable, and there are people that like that. And there's an audience for everyone, folks. Don't forget that.
Authenticity is incredibly magnetic. Incredibly magnetic. Attractive even when somebody's been themselves. But, you know, along that line of everybody having to like us, a question for you. What do you think the number one selling book on Amazon is? Drum roll. It's actually 50 Shades of Grey. Number one selling book on that too. Now, if you head on over there now and then you look at the star reviews, the most number of star reviews for this are actually 5-star reviews. Okay, so there's loads of 5-star reviews. The next highest section are actually 1-star reviews.
15%?
15%, yeah. So it's a lot. It's about 1 in 6 people hated this book, and there are a number of 2 and 3-star, but when you add the kind of 1, 2, and 3 stars, it's over a third of people there. So if the best selling book in the world can't have everybody love them, not everyone's going to love you either. Not everyone's going to love me. And I have to remind myself this every day. In fact, if you're trying to create videos, if you're trying to go through this process we've talked about so far and have everybody like you, there's no polarity there. It was Bill Astaire that said, look, the most attractive person is also incredibly repulsive. Think about it from a magnet. If you've got a magnet that's incredibly retractive at one end, turn around the other way there too. It pushes away just as fast there too. So Tony put it so beautifully, be you. And be okay that at the same time you're going to repel people, because if you're repelling people, you can bet that you're attracting people at the same time there too. So that
Absolutely.
Leads us on to our final point.
Final point, which, you know, I guess is a bit of an overarcher, isn't it? It's to say that you need to deliver the goods. You need to be great at what you do. You know, we don't want to have all these people flocking in because you've marketed well, and then you don't actually deliver the goods when they come in. Or that you say, we're going to get this report and the report's shoddy. Whatever the interaction is with your audience needs to be great. Mm. Now again, it doesn't need to be Academy Award winning. It doesn't need to be War and Peace, but it needs to be great. And so we need to back up what we're putting out there in our marketing, in our problem-solving information and content. We need to back it up with the goods.
Yeah. Like, would you come and see you? Like, when that person comes through the door, whether it be with, you know, they want to lose weight, they've got issues with their posture, you know, their immune system is run down. Are you licking your lips saying, you know, let me out this person because I'm going to make a difference? And if when you've identified that group of people that you want to help, if you don't have that level of enthusiasm and confidence, then the first step is not for you to be making videos and doing those kind of things. It's get great at what you're doing. Take some courses, get a mentor, study. Like, you know, I often think about this. How many books in this last 12 months have you read that make you a better practitioner? You know, what podcasts are you listening to on a weekly basis that are helping you with regards to this? So, you know, as far as my passion here with Audio Media, when it comes to kind of marketing and community, like, I'm reading 2 books a month and I'm listening to probably 10 podcasts a month as well. And then there's audio books there every month on top of that. That's my commitment to stay great with that too. Now, where's yours at?
Mm.
And maybe that's the first thing you get out of this, how I build trust, because there's something invisible that radiates from somebody that has certainty, that just says, I got this. I'm great at what I do. Mm. I think I shared with Tony a story of a patient of mine who found himself in a situation last year, who fell down the stairs, kind of got wobbly at the feet, fell. When he woke up, he woke up in the hospital, ran a CAT scan, realized he had a tumor about the size of a lemon in his frontal lobe, and 24 hours later was booked in for surgery, had the tumor removed. And David tells a story about waking up and the surgeon coming over, putting his hand on David's shoulder and saying this, "I cut that bastard out and I threw it in the bin. We got it, David." Now, that level, as I think about it now, it actually still
gets tingles.
Yeah. The level of certainty. Now, I don't want to, let's not get into the model of healthcare and all those kind of things, but David, the level of certainty and confidence that gave David, and therefore the role that's played in his healing, David's doing the other great stuff now to continue to support himself. But do you have that level of confidence in your care? And if not, how do we go about getting it as well? I think that's a great point to kind of...
It's great. And I think it also extends not just to the care that you provide here, but what's the experience that people have?
Mm.
What's the phone call like? What's your office look like? What's the feel? What does it smell like? What does it look like? All that. What are your staff like? Are they congruent with you? Everything about that experience that someone, that human interaction that they have with your brand, needs to be building trust.
Yeah, great point. So let's summarize those points again. Okay, trust is at an all-time low. We need, in fact, again, Alan said, it's not that we're starting at zero, we're starting in the negatives.
Mm-hmm.
And for one, because of the internet, but two, because of us often as alternate complementary healthcare practitioners, we're often in the negatives there too. So step number one is start slow.
Go slow.
Number two is be consistent. Three is see yourself as a problem solver. That's really what we're about. Four is use video.
Yep.
Five is be authentic. And six is, I'm going to get this time, stay with me, because I've remembered all of these off there.
Go.
Be great. Deliver the goods. Deliver the goods. I got there in the end there with
good
the
work,
six
dude.
Points without
five comment. Plus one. There you go.
There they are, the five plus one. Any final thoughts?
Well, final thoughts. I mean, a couple of things. One is we've got a pretty exciting event coming up later this year.
Yes.
August 24, 25. It's called Community Influencer Live. It's here in Melbourne. So for you Aussie folks, get down there and, hey, travel in from wherever you can. It's going to be a hoot. We've got quite a few speakers. We're going to be going through a whole lot of information on delivering some great content for you guys to upskill in this level of digital marketing, branding, becoming that community influencer. So
team building, motivation, mindset, you know, and some real tactical
and
stuff.
Videos, some Facebook strategy.
Yep.
Absolutely. So if you want to be there, jump on to audiomedia.com and there'll be a link there to Community Influencer Live.
get in there quickly. We are
limited seats.
The prices, it is. I mean, we literally have 150 spots for it. Mm-hmm. That's as much space as we have in there. And you know, depending on when you're listening to this too, we're early bird and super early bird, and the price just jumping up all the way as well. So don't muck around with regards to that. If you're wanting to get up to speed, like I said before, if you're not using video, now's the time to start. Then don't get left behind. Mm. And don't use age as an excuse. It's just flat out not. We can do these things as well. So till next time, keep saving lives. Thanks for all that you do. Over and out.
You've been listening to the Marketing Your Practice podcast, where we help natural health practitioners and wellness experts build profitable, predictable, and enjoyable practices. For more information, please visit www.addiomedia.com.